This is a recording posted to the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, a service of Town Crier Productions. This is an audio version of a story that went out in the October 12th, 2022 edition of Charlottesville Community Engagement. The falling of the leaves is the sign of many things, but the onslaught of autumn also marks the coming of the next Virginia Film Festival. Here's a clip from a promotional video for the festival.
I think of the Virginia Film Festival as a film festival for audiences. You know, like there are plenty of acquisition film festivals where you just hobnob and it's sort of like LA goes to camp.
And here's Jody Kielbasa, Vice Provost for the Arts and Director of the Virginia Film Festival.
It's amazing to think that we made that video that you saw in 2019 and then really didn't have much of an opportunity to show it since we were virtual in 2020. So it was kind of fun to trot it out and remember what we once were and what we hope to be coming back to this year.
Tickets go on sale next Tuesday, and the full program will be released tomorrow. Kielbasa was on hand for a preview yesterday. The opening film stars James Bond actor Daniel Craig in his second portrayal of a new character.
And it was particularly fun for me as a former actor to see him sort of flex his muscles and become Benoit Blanc, the detective. And so we're thrilled to be able to announce that we're opening night film this year as Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery.
Kielbasa went through many other highlights, such as the November 3rd showing of a film called Devotion.
Now, this is a new film that focuses on the first African-American naval pilot, Jesse L. Brown, who was killed in the Korean War. And we're excited to welcome Jonathan Majors with our Breakthrough Star Award.
Majors will take part in a question and answer period after the film. He has also appeared in The Last Black Man in San Francisco and Lovecraft Country and plays Kang the Conqueror in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
On Friday night, we're screening Stay Awake. This film premiered at festivals around the world. It was a dual award winner at the Berlin Film Festival, opened the San Francisco International Film Festival, and the filmmaker, Jamie Sisley, is a local. Born in Virginia, now living in Charlottesville. We actually screened his very first film at the Virginia Film Festival about 4 or 5 years ago, and he returns with this new narrative film.
This year, Ilya Tovis has joined the festival as its senior programmer, having spent the past 10 years as the director of the Washington Jewish Film and Music Festival.
One of the things that we are thrilled to return to this year is so many conversations with artists and tributees, honorees, awards of all sorts. And one of the films that is very close to my heart that we'll be showing is The Inspection. This is closing the New York Film Festival in just a couple of days. It is Elegance Bratton's fictionalized but true tale of his life as an African-American gay Marine and the hardships he went through there.
The closing film in the 35th Annual Virginia Film Festival will be Empire of Light, the first solo script from director Sam Mendes. Kielbasa said this is a celebration of film. This has been an archived edition of a segment from Charlottesville Community Engagement on the Virginia Film Festival. It is possible that there will be more recordings from and previewing the Virginia Film Festival in the weeks to come. Who knows? I don't have a sponsor for it, but I do have an inclination and desire to do it. If you would like to support that possibility, please do become a supporter on Patreon of Town Crier Productions. You can find out all of the information about all of this stuff at infoseville.com. Thanks for listening. Please spread the word.